I was in the building because I was driving a friend. I was worried for her safety. I prayed for her to be all right.
Spend all your time waiting.
The victims were in airplanes.
For that second chance.
Were in their offices.
For a break that would make it okay.
Moms and dads, friends and neighbors.
Always some breeze.
I could feel it.
Terror, disbelief.
Feel not good enough.
Terrible sadness.
And it's hard at the end of the
quiet, unyielding anger.
I need some distraction.
We must be strong.
Collective scream.
Memories seep from my veins.
Three lasted for quite a long time.
It may be empty.
What is going on?
Oil weightless, and maybe I'll find some peace tonight.
In our nation's most wanted tolerance for all peoples, our enemies have found our Achilles heel.
In the
pray for the missing.
From this dark, cold hotel.
And the loved ones holding vigil.
And the endlessness that you feel.
Between hope and despair.
You are pulled from the rain.
You can hear firefighters that are still trying.
Of your silent reverie.
People walking around like ghosts.
You're in the
America was targeted for attack because we're the brightest beacon for freedom. And no one will keep that light from shining.
You're in the arms of the angel that you find some comfort here.
Tonight I ask for your prayers for all those who grieve. And I pray they will be comforted by a power greater than any of us, spoken through the ages in Psalm 23. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me.